produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Chat and Chuckle with Keita Keet. I will be your host this evening, Keita Keet. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. You all could have been anywhere, but you decided to tune in tonight, and I just want to say thank you. And to my first-time listeners, thank you so much for tuning in this evening. And look, if you ever want to get in contact with me, ever wanted to send me a shout out, ever wanted to just say, hey, Keita, how you doing? I like what you're doing. Or even if you have any prayer requests, you can definitely reach me. I can be found on social media, Facebook as well as Instagram. And that can be found at Keita Keet, and that's K-E-T-T-A-K-E-E-T. And as well as I can be found at my email address, and that is lovetomakeyoulaugh@yahoo.com. Amen. Thank you again so much for tuning in tonight. And listen, tonight's topic is something that's very near and dear to me. I want to talk about serving. Especially as it pertains to serving others, and serving God as well. You know, we live in a world now where, let's just be honest, where things are just centered around self, you know, just pursuing the things that we want to pursue. Honestly, we kind of live in a world of me, me, me. And actually, as believers, God wants us to serve others. We definitely are reminded of the greatest commandment that is found in the Word of God. That is to, first of all, love our God with all of heart, with all of our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. And the second command is just as great as the first one, which is to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And one of the ways that we can definitely do that is by serving. Amen. Serving others. So not going to be before you long. Just wanted to just touch a few things, talk about a few things as it pertains to serving. First, I want to start off with the definition of the word serve. And this is according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary. And Webster's dictionary says that serve is defined as to be of use or to be a servant. And that's pretty much self-explanatory. Again, that means to be of use or to be a servant. I've also looked up the biblical definition of what it means to serve or the word serving. And this is according to www.gotquestions.org. Again, this is according to www.gotquestions.org. Okay, and this first term, meaning serving, is, and I want to make sure I'm pronouncing this correctly, Diakonia. That's D-I-A-K-O-N-I-A. Diakonia. Diakonia is a Greek noun used 32 times. And this is according to GodQuestions.org. It is a Greek noun used 32 times in the New Testament. And it can be translated as ministry, service, relief, or support. Okay, for example, this term is specifically used in Luke 10, verse 40, where Martha is preparing a meal for Jesus while Mary is sitting at his feet listening to him minister. Okay, well, another noun that corresponds to diakonia is diakonos. D-I-A-K-O-N-O-S, diakonos, which means servant. This is where we get the term deacon from. Okay? All right. There's another biblical definition as it pertains to the topic of serving. And this is this comes from www.BibleStudyTools.com. Again, this is according to www.BibleStudyTools.com. All right. And this is another Greek term. This word is liturgia. I'll repeat that. Liturgia. L-E-I-T-O-U-R-G-I-A. All right. And that is a Greek word that means a service or ministry of the priests relative to the prayers and sacrifices offered to God. It also means to perform religious or charitable functions. Okay, this is where we get the term liturgy from. Okay. And again, this is where we get the term liturgy, L-I-T-U-R-G-Y. So that's kind of a familiar term that many of us have heard. Okay. So again, that word is liturgia, and it's a Greek word for service or ministry or to perform religious or charitable functions. Okay. Now, so we talked about what the Webster Dictionary defines as serve and some of the biblical definitions of serve. Well, let's talk about, and of course, I love this being a psychology major. Want to talk about the psychological benefits of serving others. Okay. And I got this information from www.abletoo.com. And this particular website talked about 7 mental health benefits of serving, and specifically 7 mental health benefits of volunteering. OK, volunteering is another way to serve others as well. OK, so according to www.abletoo.com, here are the 7 mental health benefits of volunteering or serving others. Number one, it reduces stress. Number two, it combats depression. Okay. Number two, it combats depression. Volunteering can keep a person's mind distracted from negative thinking and can increase motivation by providing a sense of accomplishment. Amen. Okay. Number three, it prevents feelings of isolation. You know, and I know this is something that many of us have experienced definitely during this global pandemic, when things have been shut down and we were forced to quarantine, and some of us were even forced to isolate in some instances, and so we felt the effects of that isolation. Well, according to this, one of the benefits of serving others or volunteering is to prevent the feelings of isolation. So even though there were, you know, there were times that we really could not be around each other due to the, you know, due to the global pandemic, due to the shutdown and things like that. you know, because things were virtual, there are a lot of things now, even now, that we have to do virtually. You know, we have opportunities to still be able to serve others, even while many of us are still quarantining. And of course, we've had to make that adjustment, but we've been able to do it virtually. You know, teachers teaching virtually, students learning virtually, even to having church services and our worship services virtually. You know, so there are still opportunities or ways that we could still be able to serve, even though we necessarily couldn't have been around each other. You know, there were opportunities to still be able to serve. You know, there were even times where people were still able to do outreach, you know, during this time, you know, and of course we, you know, had to do it safely. But there were ways to still be able to do outreach. So there were still ways even during the time of the quarantine, where people were still able to volunteer and help others. Amen. Number four on the list, the seven mental health benefits of volunteering. Number four, it increases confidence. Number five, it gives a sense of purpose and meaning. You know, it is so important for us to really know our purpose, our God-given purpose. And for those who have a willingness to serve or to volunteer, it gives us a sense of purpose and meaning with helping other people. Number six, it ignites passion. You know, it helps us to explore fun ways or fun way to explore different interests that we probably didn't even know that we had, ignites a passion, you know, if you, you know, love children, love animals, you know, volunteering allows you to be able to explore different interests in helping others, you know, whether it's babysitting, whether it's dog walking, you know, whatever your passion may be, it helps you to explore those interests. And number seven, the last on this list, is it makes you happy. Okay. According to this website, www.able.com, it says research shows the feel good hormones, or which is also called endorphins. Research shows that the feel good hormone or endorphins and brain activity actually spikes during volunteering activities. So that's right. So those endorphins start to kick in when we actually serve others or volunteer to help other people. It actually spikes while we're helping others. And this is something that I thought was extremely important to note. It says that humans are designed to be in community, serving one another. How many of us know that God created human beings to be in relationship with Him as well as with other people? Amen. So we are designed to be in community with other people. And with other human beings. Amen. And so that's just one of the ways that serving or volunteering allows us to be able to interact with one another. Amen. Amen. All right. So we talked about the different definitions and you know, what Webster's Dictionary says as far as defining the word serve, and even the biblical definitions of serving. Well, now we want to talk about how we can serve others and why it is important to serve others. Amen. All right. 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse 10 through 11, and this is in the ESV version, English Standard Version. It says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To Him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So it's basically saying that for whoever speaks and for those who serve. Everything that we do is to give God glory so that God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Amen. So even in our serving others, we are glorifying God. Amen. Real quick, I just want to read this this devotional that centers that focuses on the benefit of serving others or the importance of serving others. This comes from a Bible plan entitled "The Freedom of Serving Others," and the specific devotional. In this particular Bible plan, it's entitled Serve, Not Be Served. And this is by Tripp Prince. Again, this is entitled Serve, Not Be Served by Tripp Prince. And it says, from our youngest days, we're taught directly and indirectly that there are certain values that animate our world and lead to a successful and meaningful life, a drive to succeed, a vision for where you're headed, networking with people of significance and purpose. On and on we could go. And while rightly understood, these values can be a meaningful part of the Christian life, I fear they far too often work their way into our hearts and minds without us ever pausing to notice or question their merits and effect on our overall outlook on life and our place in the world. Jesus Christ is not primarily concerned with your status or your significance. In fact, he was quick to call people out when they fell into the trap of believing their primary purpose in life was to be honored, respected, or secure. These impulses may be natural, but they are not kingdom values. One of the many effects of sin upon the human soul is how it moves us away from the peace and comfort of our Lord and pushes us into places of persistent and chronic fear. So many of our choices in life are animated by fear, fear of losing something or someone we hold dear, fear of being rejected, fear of not having enough, fear of failure. And when we live and make decisions from these places of fear, we are overcome by a love of self and are primarily interested in our own preservation at any cost. Generosity becomes conditional, giving to others only when we know that our own bases are covered. Relationships stall out and fail to develop because we're afraid of the vulnerability and transparency required to take the next step. Societal fears become solidified when we allow our personal fears to keep us from moving towards the other in love. The words of Jesus require a complete reorientation to what is good, beautiful, and true. They demand that we lay down our fears, our thirst for power, our quest for significance, and our blindness to how we contribute to the suffering of others. Jesus does not open this up for discussion. As someone who loved the art of well-formed question, here he instead gives us an explicit command. It will not be so among you. There is no place in God's kingdom for self-exaltation or the pursuit of personal glory. The church in every age must relentlessly pursue the way of humility and self-giving love, constantly reorienting our personal and corporate lives around the example of Jesus, the one who came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Amen. So this devotional definitely centers and makes the accurate point of how we are to serve, not to be served, but how we are to serve. And everything that we do when we serve, it is to give God glory, not within ourselves, but to glorify God in our serving. Amen. All right. And our last section we want to talk about now, of course, we talked about how the importance of serving others and what it does when we serve others, you know, and not just makes us feel good, but it gives God glory. But we also want to talk about serving God, you know, the importance of serving God. And according to www.crosswalk.com, there are six ways that we can serve God in our day-to-day life. Amen. 6 ways that we can serve God in our day-to-day life. And again, this is according to www.crosswalk.com. All right. And the first way we can do that is invest in other people. Amen. Form relationships with other people, getting to know other people. You know, when we go to the store, you know, a lot of times we are in a hurry when we, you know, when we go to the store. But there are times where, you know, when the cashier is checking us, you know, is checking us out and is ringing us up, you know, there could be a time to get to know the cashier, even to say hello. Hope, you know, how's your day been going so far? I went to the grocery store the other day, for example, and there was a young lady and she was training. So she didn't quite know everything yet. And so she had to go get help. But even while we were waiting for the manager to come over, you know, and it was a brief moment because, you know, we're wearing masks and it's kind of hard to hear, you know, while we're wearing the mask and things like that. But I made it a point to ask her, you know, well, how's training going? You know, do you like it so far? You know, things like that. So that's, you know, this is a good time to invest in other people, start forming relationships, getting to know other people. Amen. The second way that we can serve God in our day-to-day life is offer help where it's needed. And that's basically self-explanatory, you know, where there may be a need, you know, this is the time that we can offer help, you know, offer help where it's needed. Amen. The third thing on the list is seek wisdom. And we can do this by studying the Word of God daily. We can study the Word of God and see what God says about serving Him, serving others. You know, and it's all centered around love. You know, when we're serving others, when we're serving God, we are showing the love of God. Amen. So seek wisdom by studying the Word of God to see what God says about serving. Number four is practice hospitality. Amen. Practice hospitality. You know, for example, I come from a very large family, and my family loves to cook and can cook. Shout out to the Johnsons. very large family, very loving family, and a cooking family. And this is just one of the many examples of my family practicing hospitality. You know, when someone, when we get word that someone has passed, you know, and a family has experienced loss, my family, we will get together and we will cook. Or for those who do not cook, we give donations, you know, monetary donations, or we buy the food or whatever is needed. But my family will get together and we will cook and cook for the family who experienced the loss, and take the food over there to them so they will have dinner. You know, so that will be one less of a burden that they will have to think about, you know, how they're going to eat for that night, or for those who that may come over to visit, they will have something to serve them so they can eat. So that's just one of the ways that that as a family that we practice hospitality. But there are several ways that we can as people practice hospitality. Amen. Number five on the list is show forgiveness. You know, we can show forgiveness, show grace. Like me and my friends say sometimes, give people a pass, you know. But this is very important as well as believers, that one way that we can serve God in our day-to-day life is to show forgiveness or to show grace. Amen. And the last point on the list, 6 ways to serve God in our day-to-day life, is to make space to worship God. It is so important as believers that we make space to worship God, that we get into the presence of God daily. Amen. And that's whether through reading His Word, going into worship, singing song, going into prayer, having our quiet time with God. It is so important to make space to worship God, because in doing that, we serve Him. Amen. And that's when we get our answers as well. You know, so if we're looking for opportunities to serve God and to serve others, that's the time to seek God, to go into worship and to seek God and get the answers that we need. Amen. Praise God. So those are just a few points made that we wanted to talk about tonight as far as serving. You know, we are coming upon Resurrection Sunday. And one of the things that really resonate with me the most is that Jesus took the ultimate sacrifice, laid down his life for us so that we can have abundant life. And he also washed the feet of his disciples and talked about how that we did not come to be served, but the greatest of us is those who do serve. And he made an example of that by him washing the disciples' feet. And so he made a point of showing us as believers that we are here to serve, not to be served, but we are here to serve others. And we can be led by Jesus's example. And I'm not saying it may not be necessarily washing your neighbor's feet, but if that's a way that you want to exhibit serving, then yes, by all means. But there are ways that we can serve others in return, serve God as well, so that he will get the glory. So just want to end in our show tonight in prayer. And that if you are experiencing isolation, if there's anything that you are experiencing, whether it's, you know, trying to combat depression, if you are looking to reduce stress, increase your confidence, you know, any of those mental health benefits, or if you are just looking for a way to help others during this time, you know, that you want to reach out to others, even if it's to pick up the phone to check on someone, to see if there's anything that they need, anything that they may need prayer for. Amen. For those of us who are still serving in our respective ministries and at our churches during this time, those are opportunities to serve as well. If you're looking for opportunities to serve your community, there are several ways that you can do that. Google or look up certain things in your community where you can offer to serve, even if it's whether to cook a hot meal or to pass out meals or to do a clothing drive or help someone that's in need. Let's look for ways to serve others during this time. Amen. Praise God. Well, thank you so much for your time. And I just want to close out with a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time and I thank you for this opportunity. And Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you have given us the opportunity to be able to serve. You know, we don't get to serve. We're not obligated to serve, but we actually get to serve. You have given us the opportunity to be able to serve, and we do not take it for granted, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, for sending your son, who was the ultimate example of how we should serve. Amen. And we thank you, Father God, for sending your son to lay down his life for us, Father God, so that we will have an abundant life, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for it. So we pray, Lord God, that for many of us who are looking for those opportunities to serve, that we will find them, Father God. And for those who are serving, that we will continue to do so for you, that you will get the glory out of it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. You could have been anywhere, but you decided to tune in with Key to Key. And I just want to say thank you. You all have a blessed evening and an awesome weekend. Good night.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free, USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll free, international callers. 1-888-201-5313.